Saturday night was an incredible night for the three of us, and big thanks to the Exchange Club of East Dallas. They hosted their annual fundraising event at Lakewood Country Club, and we were the honored guests. They raised a lot of money for their club, which provides scholarships, books, eyeglasses, and more to high school seniors in the Dallas Independent School District. They're heavily involved with the educational process and these schools in East Dallas and the DISD, and they do so much for those kids. And this event is a big event every year. They raise a lot of money. They had the big auction going on. And so we were honored to be a part of this. And when we found out that they were going to dedicate a science lab to us, which we'll tell you more about here in a minute, and that we were going to be the honored guests, and that our mentor from back in the day when he hired both me and George at KRLD Radio, Brad Sham, was going to be doing the Q&A with us, I thought, this sounds like a really cool night. I had no idea, though, what they were going to do for the Musers. And from the start to finish, it was about a five-hour night. I was completely blown away by what the Exchange Club did for us.
I was, too. When Mike Buchanan, Matt Wood, and Mark Miller, who kind of put this together as far as, hey, let's bring in the Musers, when they pitched us with this idea months back, that was our first question was, okay, the last time you did this, it was with Laura Bush. That makes total sense. They've done this for Brad Sham and Eric Nadel before. But us, night, okay, I could see why, you know, some P1s may want to buy tables and hear the Q&A. And we have a lot of P1s who support things that we do. And obviously they have a lot of support there at the Exchange Club of East Dallas. But we got there. Not all at the same time. And by the way, when we arrived, I thought, you know, I probably should have called Gordo just to make sure he remembers this is tonight, because we are the featured presentation tonight. So hopefully he'll be there. He did get there eventually, and we started taking pictures, not taken by just any photographer, but Brad Bradley, who has been doing this for SMU and the Cotton Bowl since the late 1940s. He's 100 years old, and I've known of him and probably met him before at some point. I didn't realize he was still taking pictures and still has been doing this since the days of Doak Walker.
Yeah, he was the official photographer for the meet and greet. That started right at 6.
Yeah.
Where a lot of people at the event that night who bought tables, they also bought the ability to do the meet and greet with us, take pictures, and there he was. I think he turns 100 this week.
Yeah, this week is his 100th birthday.
There he was, snapping photos at age 99 and almost 100. That was amazing.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame photographer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cotton Bowl and SMU Hall of Fame. So that was really cool, and that's where we got to meet a lot of the people that were there that night, and so many nice things from those in attendance. Some of them were members of the Exchange Club, some just friends who bought tables, and so many of them were P1s, and a lot of really just really nice comments from all of them even before the dinner started.
During the meet and greet, that was cool when, you know, there were a series of people coming up to us, and all of a sudden, Roe Blackman was standing next to us.
Yeah,
that was incredible. Yeah, Roe showed up to see this that night.
He's really small.
Roe?
Yeah.
He's like 6'6", isn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
He did not seem 6'6 to me.
Yeah, he seemed big to me.
He didn't to me.
He seemed
for NBA standards.
I don't think you could guard him to this day. I don't
oh,
think
yeah,
you
there's
could.
No doubt about
he
that.
He looks exactly like he did in the 80s.
I know. Exactly same, the same.
He
same height, same
aged.
Weight.
I know. That was really cool, though, to see him. Some of our other friends from the media were there. Tim,
if I can interrupt you for a second, because
sure.
that meet and greet, that was the first moment that my doors were blown away. However,
yeah, I
because
guess.
When
well,
we walked into that, we walked somehow. Into that room. George and I did ahead of everybody else. Gordo wasn't there yet, and they had set up on these little stands all around the room. There were 8. Testimonials or tributes from our friends or colleagues, and I tried to read each one. There was one from our GM Dan Bennett. There was one from Peter King. Mickey Spagnola, Brad Sham, Kevin Sherrington, Kurt Menefee, our old colleague. I'm leaving somebody out here. There were eight of them.
Mickey, did you say Mickey?
I said Mickey. Okay. Yeah, there were eight of them, and they were on these placards, on these easels set up all around the room, and it was a long tribute from each of those guys to our show.
Yeah.
And I thought that was the – I wasn't expecting that. That was the first thing of about 20 things I wasn't expecting. Mm-hmm. But such nice words from Kurt and Brad and Kevin and Peter and all. And I think Fernando was behind a lot of this, getting some of the audio that you're about to hear and getting Kurt and Peter and those guys to say these things about the show for that evening. So thank you, Fernando, for not only everything you do for our show behind the scenes, but for I'm sure you helped a lot for the Exchange Club that night.
Yeah, that's when I knew, like you, okay, this is next level what they're doing here tonight. I figured we're showing up and, you know, having a good time and having dinner.
Dale Hansen was one of those who had one of those.
Another one. And Dale was there that night, too. Tim Matthews, our old buddy, worked here and worked for years for Channel 5, was there. And the Mickaroo himself was there, Mickey Spagnola. We knew going in that David Moore and Robert Wolanski were going to have a part in this, too. They were the MCs before Brad did the Q&A with us. But, yeah, we've never had an event before where we've taken pictures with people, and then there's been these huge poster boards telling our story. Wow, that's really something.
Yeah, the whole thing made you feel like a star, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It was weird.
It's like, man, this is just our little show they're talking about here.
I know.
I'm sure we're talking about the same program.
I think it's the closest thing we'll ever get to that kind of Lifetime Achievement Award feeling.
Yeah.
Because that's what it had. I mean, we all went into it thinking it was going to be a casual event, and then you go in there and it's like, no, you realize that our job has been going on for a long time and that we have been doing this work for long enough to where you get some kind of recognition for the longevity of what you've done.
Yeah.
And we kind of had our head down in the trenches so much of the time that it was nice to take that evening to look and be grateful for all that we've been a part of.
I had that exact same thought. That was well put. And when Brad got on stage with us to start the Q&A and he said, these guys over the past 50 years are the morning show in Dallas-Fort Worth, given their success and their longevity, with the possible exception of Ron Chapman. Just when he said that, and
I put in that company.
To be put in that company, yeah. And that's Brad, who's been here 50 years at the top of his genre in play-by-play. And I would say, with the exception of Ron Chapman, who's the all-time morning
show. He's the all-timer, yeah.
But for Brad Sham to put us in that sentence, in that category, you're right, Gordo. It made me the rest of the evening and the rest of the weekend, I was very reflective, even more so than when we finally won the Marconi a couple of years ago.
Which because we just kind of heard about that online.
Yeah, we weren't at the ceremony. Right, yeah. Someone told us. But to go through that evening and everything nice that was said about us and what Brad said and what everybody there said and friends and colleagues and everything the Exchange Club did for us, it you're right. I thought we are so often just, what are we going to do at 8:40? How much time do we have for this next segment? Oh, Quirk's riding my ass about this live spot I messed up.
He's always riding our ass.
We're in the trenches so much that it did give me a whole weekend to realize how incredibly fortunate we are and how fortunate I am to work with the two funniest guys I've ever known in my life.
Oh.
Who also
talking about just me.
Who, oh, okay.
Two yeah, funniest guys,
two guys.
Who also happen to be tremendous broadcasters and who also happen to be great friends. Nobody gets to do that in radio, and the fact that we've done it for 30 years, I just was more appreciative of that than I think I've ever been.
Me too, same thing. I thought what you've said, both of you, for the last three, the exact same thing.
And, it's and, exactly
and I had even the same phrase in mind when I was thinking about doing the segment, thinking, yeah, we do have our heads down so much, mm-hmm. You know, just thinking we got to do another show, we got another week, training camp's coming up. It's just, it's what every talk show does. You're just thinking about that day's show and what's going on that week and just, you know, some of the things that were said to us from the folks who had their pictures taken with us to who we sat with at dinner, and then the remarks of Brad. And before we got up there with Brad and we did a Q&A, they rolled a video, a a video tribute to us, and this was amazing too. Norm kicked it off. Former Mayor Mike Rawlings was on it. David Faraday. Dave Raymond was incredible.
Dave Raymond's bit was next level.
Yeah, he put so many ticket jokes in it. And,
oh, my goodness. It lost half the audience. The audience didn't catch the deep references.
He shot it at different spots around Globe Life.
Put a lot of production work into it. And, thanks to Dave for all of that. Dwayne Carraway was on it. It was just awesome. And we're not going to play the entire thing here, but we have an example of that. This picks it up right after Norm said some really nice things about our little morning show. And then here is our friend Joe Buck and others.
Hey, this is Joe Buck, as I'm known in Dallas, Troy Aikman's caddy. I want to congratulate George, Craig, and Gordon for this unbelievable honor they're getting from the East Dallas Exchange Club. I know last year Laura Bush was the honoree, obviously a very deserving recipient. This year it's these three guys. I'm excited to do next year's video for Rowdy, the Dallas Cowboys mascot. I see how this is trending. In all seriousness, these guys are the best, including Mike, their producer. I just don't think anybody's doing better work day in and day out on the radio anywhere in the United States. They are the absolute best. So congratulations. This is such a worthy cause for all that's done for underprivileged kids. And I send my very best. I'll continue to be a P1er and come on whenever they want me because, as I said, they're the best at what they do. So congrats.
That's Joe Buck saying that, by the way. That's
unlike others, I have not shed my antlers yet. The big Daryl.
Okay, now we should explain that on the video. Daryl Razor Ray is in his office, I guess, at home, and he has like a European mount back behind his head that has antlers sticking up, and he positioned his head to where it's covering the skull, so it just looks like Razor has antlers coming out of his head.
Hilarious. Yeah, it's a great visual. There. Yeah, here we go.
Still rocking them. I'm Daryl Ray. I'm happy to be canonizing the sweet, pure musers who every morning grab our sports garbage and drag it to the trash while enlightening us, beguiling us, entertaining us. They've done it for over a quarter of a century. They've invited me in during the hockey season on Friday mornings to drop just a modicum, a skosh of hockey knowledge. And I thank them for that. They are the jewel at a shady place where sunny people excel.
He claps his hands and just
as
kind
if
of
he
a
just
mic drop
it.
There.
Greg, George, and Gordo, man, congratulations. This is a video that came as a bit of a surprise, but happy to do it. You three have been doing amazing work in the community, I know, for so many years. We all know you from, of course, the morning show on The Ticket. You've been entertaining North Texas for so many years. But to be recognized for all of the great work you're doing in our community away from the radio station is really terrific. Our community is fortunate to have you. The Dallas Exchange Club, congratulations on recognizing these three. They're terrific, and all the best to the great work you're doing for underprivileged children.
It's the great Troy Aikman with a little shout. And like you guys were saying, it just made me appreciate what we've been through now going on 30 years, 1994. The first day The Ticket went on the air is when we started in the afternoon, and we've been in morning since October of 95. And, it's just been they called the event Ticket to Ride. It's been an incredible ride over these 28 years.
By the way, I posted a picture of the other thing that they gave us. They gave us a lot of nice parting gifts. They gave us each this artist rendering of the three of us in a science lab, and this is what will hang in the St. Auburn Elementary Science Lab, which is, as it's being constructed, it's going to be called the Musers Science Lab.
That's going to scare kids.
And so I put that up on my Instagram page and my Twitter page if you want to get a look at this. It's really funny. Gordo's, someone said, holding a beaker of blood. George is holding a frog, and I'm holding some smoking test tube. And so I can't imagine the confusion it's going to cause for these kids as they walk into the science. Who are these guys? Famous scientists? No.
What's a muser? I don't understand that.
We've
whole
got
thing.
A tour Mount Auburn just to see what it's going to look like.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, we got to hear from their principal. She was there that mm-hmm. night. We also got a notification of special recognition from the mayor of Dallas that therefore I, Eric Johnson, mayor of the city of Dallas, do hereby extend special recognition on July 16th, 2022 to George Dunham, Craig Miller, and Gordon Keith, whereas they've been entertaining listeners for nearly 30 years in Morning Drive on Dallas radio station KTCK, The Ticket, and it goes on. But, yeah, it's just incredible what they did for us on Saturday.
We also each got, as a parting gift, an American flag with a letter and a certificate that was signed by John Cornyn, I believe, that said this is a flag that flew over the U.S. Capitol on April 15th, 2022, in honor of the Musers' 28 years of service to the Dallas-Fort Worth community. How mm-hmm. cool was that?
Yeah, that was really touching. How about that? Three flags above the Capitol back on April 15th.
That's right. Mm-hmm. We didn't even know
no
it at
idea.
The time.
We had no idea until Saturday that happened.
They also gave us in our little bag of parting gifts. They were so sweet to think of our baby daughter. She got a little book that they put in my bag. They also put a bike jersey that read Cutters from my favorite movie, Breaking Away.
Oh, wow.
They like went above and beyond to really be thoughtful and care about each of us individually and what we like, and just was completely blown away by the entire evening.
I guess they heard I have a case of the shanks. They gave me a lesson with Randy Smith.
Did they really?
With nothing else, I just get to go out and spend some time with Randy. I don't think he can fix my golf swing, but that was really, really sweet.
There was Hollywood royalty there that night, too. Burt and Gilliam from Blazing
Saddles. Bubba was there, yeah.
And Fletch.
Dang, I did not get a chance to talk to him.
I didn't get a chance to talk to him either.
I saw him when he stood up, and I wanted to. He's awesome.
Gord. Here.
What a tremendous evening. Big thank you to the Exchange Club of East Dallas. We are flattered and honored and humbled and just so excited that we could take part in that evening and help you guys raise some money for public schools in East Dallas and the Dallas Independent School District.
We should probably thank Kay Rach, too. He did a lot of logistics work. Kevin Rachel was very instrumental in that. Thank you, Kevin.
Yep.
He was shirtless most of the night.
He was. Yeah,
he tied one on.
Yeah. Open bar.
That's what happens. He does. All right, it's 8:34 on The Ticket. Coming up next, let's talk to Tiger Woods about the British Open.